Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Skylar Smith, and this is How About Them Chiefs.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
I want to say thanks for everyone listening. This is How About Them Chiefs, and this is Skylar Smith, your host, and my co-host, Stuart Smith. And I'm just excited about doing this podcast. It's been a while. We haven't done an episode in a long time. What are your natural reactions right now? Because is it time to talk about Brett Veach as the best GM in football? I mean, do you agree?
Well, I think the biggest signing in this year is a quarterback that a lot of us know won some games for the Chiefs this year. Throws right-handed, is a really good pocket passer. It's a big deal, you know. He was a part of the Super Bowl this year. He won a ring, and that's Matt Moore. So very excited that we signed Matt Moore. It's a good day to be a Chiefs fan. Good week, I would say, because I think everyone was saying how Brett Veach, you know, how he's just saying that he's not going to be able to sign Jones. How is he going to pull that off? But in reality, he pulled off, arguably signed, you know, one of the best top three defensive players in the NFL and signed the greatest quarterback of all time and did it on team-friendly deals. But you have to give kudos to not just Veach, but Sammy Watkins, Frank Clark, Pat Mahomes, because they all made sacrifices for the dynasty. So, but absolutely the credit, because he drafted the greatest quarterback of all time. So, it is a good week for Chief fans.
So this is the one thing I'm laughing about, because I remember, you know, a couple weeks ago, or actually months ago in March, you know, everyone was giving the Chiefs a hard time because we had, what, $177 in cap space.
Yep.
And what has he done lately? I mean, look at the last 2 weeks. Like, obviously, we signed Matt Moore, which I kind of want to talk about that. That was a little interesting because we already had Chad Henne. We signed him for a 2-year deal. I thought when that happened, I thought, oh, Matt Moore's going to be gone. I didn't think we could sign both of them because I thought,
no way.
I thought Matt Moore was retiring or he was done with football. Or we just couldn't agree with a deal with him because how he did really well for us this last year. But now I'm speculating now, because we also had that Jordan Tamau, the guy who came out of Ole Miss, he's very athletic. He's got a strong arm, and the Texans had him, then he didn't make the team. But now he is on the roster also. I know we got rid of the Michigan quarterback already, but now it's going to be very interesting to see who's the backup, because you gave Matt Moore a 1-year deal, but you gave Chad Henne a 2-year deal. Do you think the reason why we're saying Matt Moore is because there's the COVID area, or do you think it's because Chad Henne had a setback? I mean, what are your gut feelings on this one?
I think because Henne had that injury, you know, that was it's kind of difficult, right? Because Matt Moore had a great year, you know, came in huge impact. We beat the Vikings. I think we would have beat the Packers if it wasn't just for that last crazy plays. I think that was momentum to keep him in there, and I think they want to keep a quarterback room that Mahomes is comfortable with, so I think that all kind of contributes. But I trust in Veach, so whatever he thinks of the quarterback position, you know, because they do have the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not biased or anything, you know,
I mean, let's just look back at what Brett Veach said. I've already said, like, is he a genius in an old episode? But I mean, honestly, he is building this team like he was. I know technically John Dorsey was the GM when they drafted Pat Mahomes, so you gotta kind of give him that. But he was the lead scout. He was the guy that you were even saying before that said that he was probably the best quarterback or best player he's seen come out of draft, and he wanted him badly, and he was right on it. So I know we know that he picked that perfect, but I mean, let's look at what he's done, though, like, since then. I mean, in this, we had $177 in cap space, and he somehow made that work with getting Pat Mahomes, signing him for a 10-year extension, getting in 12 years now locked in. You signed Chris Jones, arguably one of the best defensive linemen in the league, for 4 more years. We have 20 of our 22 Super Bowl starters back. The entire coaching staff is back. And you have a great draft class that we had. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know, is another running back to have in this backfield besides Damian Williams. You had DeAndre Washington. We got Sammy Watkins to restructure his deal. I mean, the list goes on and on. And with this COVID era, it's like it's a win-win for us. I know it sounds horrible me saying this, but like, cause no one else can get in a camp, but we have the same players back.
Right.
I mean, it's a huge advantage for us. And so I'm excited. I'm pumped. I mean, right now, I'll be opening up a beer right now because I think we should go post this because after having Chris Jones and having Mahomes, I mean, the celebration continues. I mean, it's we just won the Super Bowl not too long ago, but it feels like we're going to be on the run for two more.
Yeah.
Like there's been, I don't know if you saw this, but which was actually thought was really encouraging and makes me more think it's possible now is with Mike Greenberg. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He used to be on the Mike and Mike show. But he had a saying that the Chiefs might be the first team to do a dynasty to win three Super Bowls in a row in the NFL modern era. I mean, there hasn't been a team that's done that yet. I know how great the Patriots have been. They won two in a row or won one back and forth, but I think it's a possibility. I mean, what do you think? Am I overdoing it already? I mean, jumping the gun? I mean,
I think I said this a lot. I think last year the Chiefs stole the Super Bowl. I think they got away with things just because of how talented they were. And I think that they're going to be even better this year. And with COVID, which I hope everyone, you know, gets healthy from this and we can, you know, move on from it and hope everything is fine. We still have football and everyone can get back to normal life. I think that I'll be shocked if the Chiefs don't win a Super Bowl this year again, because there's so many far steps ahead of every other teams right now. So I think that they're a shoe-in to win it this year. Plus, Tom Brady's not with the Patriots anymore. Everyone left the AFC. Everyone went to the NFC. The NFC is super stacked with talent. So I think it's going to be very difficult to beat the Chiefs this year. Now, that third year, all of them are still coming back. I think the big issue is going to be the offensive tackles, right? But I know Kelsey's coming back. Hill's coming back. Sammy Watkins may not, but Marquise Holman will be back. So I think that I will be shocked if we don't win year two. Year three is going to come down to what can we get from added value of players and our role players. But I think one thing that's really overlooked with Veach is he may be the best looking GM in the NFL. That's another thing. That guy, I mean, he looks the part. But in all seriousness, if the Patriots can be in five Super Bowls in a row, and it's really hard to say the Chiefs can't, because they have all the talent. They have great coaches. They somehow can get under the cap, which is incredible what Veach has done. So, I mean, I think we're in the driver's seat to win three Super Bowls, absolutely.
All right, so let's get back into this real quick, because what Veach has done with this cap space. So he made Patrick Mahomes the biggest contract in American sports, okay? So looking at his contract, and this is which I think was actually player friendly with Pat Mahomes. Like, he could have had way more guaranteed money. He could have really, you know, done this. I mean, out of all the players in the NFL, he could have done anything he wanted. And that's one thing I love about this guy, is that he actually made it a friendly deal. Because when you look in the specs and everything else, this is according to Tom Pelissero. It's a 10-year deal. It's worth $503 million. But it's a rolling guarantee that would pay Mahomes $477 million over the 12 seasons. So he's fully was guaranteed $63 million at the signing, but he'll have $103.5 million guaranteed by March 2021. And then it'd be another $141.4 million guaranteed in March 2022. So if he's still on the roster by that point, according to Pelissero, feels like a safe bet. And I mean, I think he's going to be on the roster. I mean, it's crazy because when you look at his contract, just takes out the perspective. Mahomes' average salary now has reset the quarterback market, obviously. Like, Lamar Jackson's probably get paid more, or maybe Deshaun Watson. We'll see what happens there. But I mean, like, Russell Wilson's average salary, for example, was $35 million a year. Mahomes is going to be over 12 years, going to average $39.5 million. And then Andrew Luck, at the time when he signed the biggest contract, his NFL history back in 2016, it was $140 million. So now Mahomes will be guaranteed more than that in the first 20 months of his contract. So I think he got paid enough. I think he's happy with that. But it made it possible for Chris Jones to sign, because I don't think they would have had the cap space to do this if it wasn't for Mahomes doing his contract.
Right.
I mean, I mean, we already know he's on GQ magazine. You know, we saw that. I don't know your comments about that, but I mean, like, the guy, he's a great role model. I mean, a Whataburger is probably going to come to Kansas City just because of him. I know probably Big Red's going to be happy about that. But I mean, like, what else can you say about Mahomes? Like, do you really think it was? Do you think it was player friendly?
Only reason. The only reason why Mahomes got the GQ front page was because Veach denied it. Because they were going to have Veach do it, but he denied it. But yeah, I mean, do I think it's a team friendly deal? I do, because it's a 10-year deal and they could space it out. And he said the entire time, like, his goal is to. What's so unique about this is he's done everything. He's won the MVP. He was a first round draft pick. He won the Super Bowl. And then when it's time for him to sign a contract, he thinks the team first. That's crazy. I mean, you look at it, it is kind of like Tom Brady. Tom Brady never really did a max out contract, you know, and his focus was championships too. But it's just so unique and so cool to see a player this young, and he's the face of all sports. I know he was the face of GQ, but he really is. Right now, he's the most and he's in Kansas City. How sick is – this is stuff that we've been dreaming our entire life, you know.
What's great about this, too, is that we're going to get free agents, too, coming in. Like, I have it hard to believe that you're not going to see some guys chasing rings. They go, you know what? I'll take a little pay cut to go catch some balls from Mahomes. So, I mean, like, if Sammy Watkins has to leave, you know, for next year, for example, I'm pretty sure we'll find some other veteran receiver that'll pop in for him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about that. And I think the corner pieces of our defense are there. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu is going to be a big leader. That might be a potential loss if we can't restructure his deal when it comes up. Because really, the next two people that are up for a deal is probably be Travis Kelce and, you know, Tyrann Mathieu. I know also Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher. So that's going to be the next thing coming up. But I mean, like, let's look back at this. Like, Mahomes' extension, I mean, for how the length of the salary and everything else, it averaged, like I was saying, annually, like $45 million. And it left the team with only $6.2 million in cap space, so which was enough to draft the entire draft class. But this is what got really interesting, which was a genius by Veach, is he got Chris Jones to accept getting paid the exact same amount he was going to get paid for the franchise tag for his first year of his contract. That's how this all worked out. Right. And it really wouldn't have happened if Chris Jones wasn't doing it. So, I mean, like, I think he got paid too, so let's not lie. And I think he got behind Aaron Donald, still number one in pay for defensive linemen. But he got paid right above the guy who went to the Colts. He was on the Buckner, I think his name was. I forget the defensive lineman for the 49ers. Yeah. So it's just crazy what he got. And so looking at his contract now, I mean, it's 4 years. It reached a total of $85 million. And the deal comes with $37 million in guaranteed money, with a total of $60 million guaranteed in case of injury. You know, and then he got $5 million in incentives attached to his contract as well. And that was the crazy thing about this too. With between the signing bonuses of Chris Jones and Pat Mahomes, it's only $10 million.
Right.
I don't know how he worked that out, but that's just crazy to me that he got that to work. And so, like, right now with Chris Jones' contract, he's going to make $21.25 million per year on a four-year extension, which puts him behind Aaron Donald. But it's DeForest Buckner. That's the guy's name. I forgot. He used to be in the 49ers, did really well, but he got paid 4 years, $84 million over for the Indianapolis Colts this offseason. So, I mean, like, so Chris Jones' first year, he gets $16.2 million, which is what he was going to get with the franchise tag anyway this year, and then it breaks down to get $21.5 million in 2021, and then he gets $22.3 million in 2022, and then $20 million in 2023. Honestly, like, how could this be done? Like, I don't know how. Like, who could say the Chiefs had a horrible offseason? I mean, you got everyone back, you re-signed your best quarterback in the league, arguably you got another best defensive lineman in the league. I mean, it's a win-win for the Chiefs. And then you got the COVID era. Like, I don't see another team that's threatening us. Like, who do you see? Because now that's the biggest rumor right now going out, is apparently Vegas did the odds for all the teams and all the games, and they're projecting the Baltimore Ravens to go undefeated. They're favored in every single game. Do you think that's even possible?
Yeah,
do you see a team going
16-0? I do think it's possible. But the biggest thing is that they do play the Chiefs, though, next year. And The Ravens are 0-2 in the past 2 years of Lamar Jackson era. He's lost every single time to the Chiefs. Now, I do think that the Ravens reloaded. I even think they're better than last year. I think on paper, they may be the most deep and best team in the NFL. Like, they totally reloaded. But the issue that I think with the Ravens is they have a quarterback who runs the ball a lot. And those quarterbacks, it's very difficult to withstand an entire season, let alone back-to-back seasons, with that type of workload. If Lamar Jackson's healthy for the entire year and does exactly what he did last year, I could see it happening, but I still don't see how you can stop the Chiefs. I do not see how, and again, it's one game in the year during the regular season, but if they do beat us in the regular season, there's no way in hell they're going to beat us in the playoffs. You know, they get home field advantage. Anything can happen. But I still don't think I think that the 49ers last year were a better team than the Ravens.
Okay. See, the 49ers lost some people, too, some key people, too. And I know they got some other players, but they lost DeForest Buckner, like I was saying, up the front. But they also drafted defensive linemen, too. So their front four is going to be ridiculous again anyway.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens, they reloaded on defense. You know, they still got Marcus Peters, you know, fellow Chief Nuthead. They still got him on the corners. And it just depends if Jimmy Smith stays healthy. You got another corner. I mean, they have a great defense. It's really going to come down to, can Mahomes and the Chiefs offense score more points, which, I mean, we already know the answer is yes. So, I mean, that's really going to come down to if we can contain Lamar Jackson. And I think we've had already a formula to stop him. Because it's really hard to contain him, obviously. He's a freak of an athlete. I'm not going to go wrong. But when he's down by 24 points, though, can he come back like Mahomes? I don't think so. I don't think he's there yet. So that's why I give Mahomes the edge big time. And I think Mahomes has got better weapons right now. I mean the Ravens, I know they got some people back, and their tight end. They lost one of their tight ends, actually, too. So it'll be interesting. Well, But I don't see a team going undefeated. I really don't. I mean, I'm a diehard Chief fan. You know it.
And no way.
I know. I just – it's too hard. It's too hard in this era to be undefeated. But I think that the Chiefs would be the team I would think that had the best chance. But the AFC West has always been tough. I know we dominate everybody in that division the last couple of years. But still, every game with the Chiefs and the Raiders has always been pretty close. I know the one time last year wasn't. But, like – the Chargers games are always down to the wire. So, I mean, like, it can go either way. The Broncos game, for example, the first game we played them last year was down to the wire. I know the snow game, we blew them out. But, I mean, it just depends. And I honestly, I don't see a team going undefeated.
Well,
but
here's this, though.
But
you have to think about this. And I've played 4 years of Pee Wee football, so I have a lot of experience. And of my 4 years, here's a kicker. And this is about the Chiefs. If the Chiefs can score more points than the other team, they will win. With that said, they have the most prolific offense. And it was clear. They scored 3 touchdowns in less than 7 minutes in one of the most crucial games, probably in Chiefs history, in a Super Bowl against a legit defense, and did it in a blink of an eye. So, like, it's crazy.
I have no problem with the offense. It's just our defense. If they can really make some stops, like if it wasn't for Chris Jones, the Super Bowl, the Chiefs would not win the Super Bowl. I mean, let's be honest. There's times where, I don't know if you remember watching the Super Bowl for the 100th time, but there's a couple times where he's trying to throw to Kittle. You see Garoppolo trying to throw to Kittle, and Chris Jones knocks it down. Because if he didn't knock down one of those passes, Kittle had the first down. They would have ran the clock a little more and ate the clock, and we probably would have lost the game. But you know,
yes.
That's why we have Chris Jones. Well, that's why we signed Chris Jones. He's such a havoc in the middle. Not only did he didn't have any sacks that game, he did make Garoppolo throw an interception with the help of Mike Pinnell. He did disrupt the defense. I mean, the running game for a lot that game. So, I mean, that's why we signed him.
Well,
that's why he's a guy.
You have to – another factor, too, is Spags. Like, there was a point where – and we remember the year before, like – if Mahomes didn't throw like 7 touchdowns, the Chiefs were going to lose every game. Like it was just their defense was so bad, and it took Spags some weeks, but it's going to take some weeks. But when Mahomes got injured against Denver, and the Chiefs responded the way they did, that defense responded, you have to give Spags, because it was like a whole, because he's it's not his first Super Bowl he's won, you know.
Spags, no.
It's not a fluke. Like, he is a stud coach, so I think that he needs to get a lot of credit too. Of course, the best looking man in all football, Brett Veach as well. But I'm just saying, that's got to give him some credit too. But yes, Chris Jones did knock down two passes. Like, I don't even know why Shanahan was even trying to throw the football, but he did. And whenever they threw it, Jones's huge 6'5" frame body just batted it down. But absolutely.
I mean, so let's look at this. Like, going back to Mike Greenberg, I mean, this gives you a perspective why he thinks the Chiefs could win it 3 years in a row. I mean, I started kind of laughing when I read this because I didn't know if it's all true. And it's like, okay, well, how could you say that the answer is no? I mean, the answer is really easily is yes. I mean, it starts with a quarterback. Of course, you got Patrick Mahomes, right? And, you know, and he's already the number one on all time in passing rating, QBR, touchdown or interception ratio, yards per attempt, and yards per game. And he's only 24 years old. So, I mean, like, you have that already on your edge. He has not lost a game in the NFL more than one possession. Like, 7 points. He's been within every game. So, crazy to me. I mean, the Chiefs, since Andy Reid has arrived, they have drafted 9 Pro Bowlers. If you got Travis Kelce in the 3rd round, you got Tyreek Hill in the 5th round, which is a steal. Damian Williams led the team in rushing last year, and he was undrafted. So, you know how Brett Veach can find, you know, gems everywhere. Then the Chiefs' offense last year, I mean, they're having 10 of their 11 starters. We already talked about that from last year. They scored 117 points in 3 playoff games. The defense actually allowed the fewest points in the league the last 6 games of last season. And they also have 10 of 11 of those coming back as a defense. Plus, the head coach is back and all the coordinators. So how could you not pick the Chiefs to win? Like, I know everyone talk about glorify Lamar Jackson, MVP, and all that stuff, but I don't see it happening. I think the Chiefs really have a chance to do it again, and I think they could do it probably 2 more years.
If Mahomes is healthy,
even if he's not healthy, we have Matt Moore in the backup, and we still have all his weapons.
No,
you know, Andy Reid can make it happen. I don't care. We got all his weapons. Yes, it helps extremely having Pat Mahomes. I'm not saying he's not. But I'm saying you're still going to win games. You're still going to go far without Pat Mahomes if he goes down. That just tells you how good this team is.
Yes, that is true. But and you think back of all those years at Chiefs, you know, we were always just one quarterback away from going, and now we got it. It's just – we just
– Or we have the offense, but then had no defense. Like Trent Green. Bless his soul, back in the day with Dick Vermeil, that whole old offense. We had all that motion going through. Tony Gonzalez doing great. Eddie Kennison. You know, we had all those receivers. Priest Holmes was running all over the place. But we could not stop anybody. Do you remember the game we played against the Colts? I think it was, of course, Peyton Manning broke our hearts. It was back and forth. No punts that game. And we lost, I think it was like 48-45, yes, or whatever it was. And then, so, like, we don't
Why would
have
you bring
that
up?
Anymore. The Chiefs have both. Hey. It's just one of those things that can never get out of my head. Is just like watching how great Priest Holmes was back in the day and watching all the Tony Gonzalez and Trent Green doing his thing. Because he's another guy that doesn't get a whole lot of credit. I'm not saying he's like Pat Mahomes, but he was a good quarterback. It's just that we didn't have a defense to show it. And, you know, like Alex Smith, he put up good numbers, did really well. And people say, oh, he couldn't get over the hump. I didn't think he was good, but he just wouldn't take the chances as Pat Mahomes. And Pat Mahomes is his freak. Yeah. So, I mean, how could you argue that? So, I just think that there's no way the Chiefs aren't going to be favored again. I know the Ravens are going to be, you know, back down to the wire, but I have it hard to believe that the Chiefs, with the offense and having all the weapons they have and their defense playing as well as they did last year and having all the returning players, how could you not? So, but all seriousness, do you, because now seeing the preseason, because that's what's coming up next, you know, our mini camp coming in. We've already skipped mini camp because of COVID. Now we have the rookies are supposed to report to camp soon and check with COVID. And do you see having any preseason games? Because I honestly don't.
Well, unless I get this vaccine out like tomorrow, I don't know if it's – I don't know because I feel like they would have to – and that sucks for players who are like on the bubble that are trying to make teams, you know. But we may get to a point where there's not enough time to do preseason. They have to get right into it, so – I wouldn't be surprised. They already, you know, shrunk the baseball season so much, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I don't see it. I mean, we already canceled the first two games, and of course, the first two preseason games for the Chiefs are at home, so we don't have no home games this year for preseason. But I think most Chief fans don't really care about the preseason that much because we're ready for the season. I think most people, you know, you watch the first quarter to watch the starters play. But I'm one of those people that still think you need to have a preseason. The reason why is because I feel like you still need to get the players in shape and see. And also you got to see guys that make the team. Like, I know you could do probably, I guess, team scrimmages. But now with the whole COVID thing, I think it's going to happen. And so, like the Rams, they try to do, oh, we're going to not have any of my starters go play the preseason game. But then you watch the Rams, they struggled at the beginning of the year last year. You know, Jared Goff didn't look very good. The timing was off. And so, I don't know. I still think they should have a preseason, but they probably will narrow it down. I think eventually they'll probably get rid of it anyway, you know, and extend the NFL season another game. So I think that's a possibility, but I don't know. Do you think we're going to start on time though? Because we're supposed to opening night for the Chiefs, opening season is supposed to be against the Texans, Houston Texans on September 10th. Do you see that being postponed?
Less than 60 days away. I don't know. It's just so up in the air. If you would have asked me that, you know, like when they started opening up stuff, because here in California, they're closing everything. So I'm not sure. I think it depends on how this NBA trial goes that they're doing in Florida. I have no idea.
Oh, did you see that? What they're doing? They're calling it the NARC line. Like they're having players anonymously call in and say, hey, we saw someone violating the COVID. Do you imagine if they did that? Like, I would just be like, oh, yeah, LeBron James, I saw him going getting pizza out off the thing. So that way they have to quarantine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how that's going to work out.
I feel like I would just call and say, yeah, LeBron James, he's right before a championship game. Yeah, he's doing something he shouldn't be doing. You know, that would suck, though.
I mean, because that's another thing, too. Like, I saw something with Philip Rivers, you know, great quarterback we always like to see against the Chiefs, but we won't be seeing him twice a year anymore. Something came up, I guess, about the COVID. It's like, what happens if, like, we were still doing this COVID testing and it's Super Bowl week and you're supposed to play in the Super Bowl, but you find out you're tested positive? Are you telling me now that I can't play? Like, you imagine, like, Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, right? Like, we're supposed to. And Pat Mahomes gets tested positive, so he can't play.
Right.
Like, there's so many things that are going to go down to this. And, I mean, that's why I'm not trying to be negative here, but I would be surprised if we have a shortened season. Like,
yeah.
I really think that we might have to lose a couple of these games and just play AFC West. Because we already know college football right now, I think it's the Big Ten already announced the other day saying that they're only going to play conference games.
Right.
We know the Ivy League schools. I know if you're a big Ivy League guy, fall on that and, so, you know, football. But they decided all their fall sports they're not going to do. I mean, they only have four teams in the Ivy League, so it doesn't really matter too much. But still, like, a lot of teams are going to lose money. And that's the other thing I was going to bring up, too. Now with the salary cap, they're thinking about now that it might shrink. It might be going down money now because of this losing profits because of the NFL season possibly not having any fans in the stands. Do you think it'll be a problem with the Chiefs now? Because we're just barely under the cap.
Well,
I think it's be a problem for everybody.
It's a lot of up in the air. Nobody really knows. But I will say this. If you see guys like someone signing the richest deal and contract in all sports history, Chris Jones signs one, Derrick Henry to sign one. I mean, I would think if they're not trying, you know, if they were thinking the pandemic was going to last that long, I don't know if they'd be throwing out cash like that. I'm hoping that's a good sign, but you never know.
But that's why I think Mahomes was smart signing it now.
Yeah.
Getting half a million now because he's locked in for 12 years. Like now it's going to be on Brett Veach and the owner now to figure out how they're going to retain this cap. And also too, we locked in our players. So we're good. Even if we have to lose a couple players here and there, we got the key pieces now. So, and that's what I was going to ask you. The next question is that who do you think's next to be re-signed for the Chiefs now? Because this is what, let's look into it. They're saying 2021, it looks like we're going to have, I think, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, is going to be up, Travis Kelce, and then you're also going to have your tackles, Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher. Who do you think gets signed first?
I would think the tackles, because they're older, right? They're not going to They're not
because they're actually sorry. They're eligible for 2022.
Yeah,
sorry, 2022 free agency. So who do you think?
I would think Fisher or Schwartz because they're later in their careers. They're not like hitting a rebound spot like Tyreek Hill would be or Travis Kelce. I think they would have deals done quicker than Tyrann Mathieu and Kelce. But I do think it depends what this Kittle guy gets paid for the 49ers. If that, Kelce wants, that's going to be the needle. And because Kelce's the best tight end in the NFL. And he really got a team-friendly deal at the time with Glenn Dorsey. But I would say Schwartz and Fisher before Kelce.
So I'm thinking right now, I think the Chiefs are going to want to lock in Travis Kelce. He's going to be 30. So he's obviously going to want his money, I think, towards the end. But, you know, if he wins another Super Bowl, I don't think he's going to be money grabbing. You know, I just don't see him being that character. I mean, who else would have played somewhere else with Mahomes throwing the ball to you? Like, I just have it hard to believe because he's going to make you get a gold jacket eventually.
Right.
I mean, he's already on pace right now. Probably, I don't know if he's going to pass Tony Gonzalez, but on the way to get there, I know receptions, he's getting close, getting up there for tight ends and maybe because the Chiefs, because luckily Tony Gonzalez, we trade into the Falcons, so possibly Travis Kelce could go down with the most receptions of tight end in the Chiefs history. I don't know, in NFL history. Time will tell with that. But I think he's the next one up because the Chiefs, if they're smart, they're really going to watch the George Kittle contract and hopefully get Travis Kelce locked down before that happens. Because once Kittle signs for a mega deal, Kelce, that's going to be set the bar again. And it'll be depend then if Kelce will do a team deal or he wants to get paid that much money. Because if he gets paid that much money, we're going to lose some people. And then Tyrann Mathieu, I think he's on his last couple of contracts. We'll see what happens with him. I think he'll be fall in line because he's a huge leader on our defense. I mean, we lost Eric Berry, who I still love and wish him the best, but he took that role now, and I just don't see him leaving. But between Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz, I don't think we sign both of them. I think we sign one of them because we've got that big offensive guard, that swing tackle guy out of TCU, Tang. I think he's going to slide into guard this year, possibly, and eventually take over one of the tackle spots because he played tackle at TCU. And he never gave up a sack, which is very impressive. Your 4-year career at TCU, Big 12 team that all you do is throw. So that just tells you how many times they had dropped back and pass. So that's who I think it's going to happen. I think between Eric Fisher and Schwartz, whoever, you know, it's going to take a friendly deal. But, I mean, look what Veach has done. I know he's a genius. I'm going back to Veach again. But, like, honestly, we could have been already won 2 to back-to-back Super Bowls if it wasn't for D Ford going off sides.
You know,
I know it's a bad thing to bring up right now, but like, think about that.
Well, I do. When I think about it, the one thing is, let's say the Chiefs did that. I don't know if they would have won it this year with that defensive coordinator. I really think,
you know,
they
what?
Needed to make that change.
You know, you bring up a really good point because honestly, I think if they won the Super Bowl, do you think you're going to fire defensive coordinator?
I don't. I think
probably
they would give him one more year. You know,
right. That's a good point. So it was a blessing, I guess, that D4 went offsides. And also, we didn't give him that contract. Because I think the 49ers now are regretting it now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think the conversation was their thing about cutting it, actually. Why would you bring up D4? Well,
I mean, you know, I still laugh at Frank Clark saying, oh, I'll jump offsides.
That was great. And then he did jump offsides.
And he jumps offsides. But, you know, I love that guy, the shark, you know? So it just. I'll add one more last question. We'll just sign off on this one. But who is your favorite nickname for the Chiefs right now? Like a player? Like who stands out like their nickname? Like there's so many funny nicknames that the Chiefs have. I had this posted on my Facebook and Instagram. Like what was the best current Chief nickname right now? If you had a pick.
I like Dirty Dan. I think that's a cool name. I think that's probably my favorite.
Dirty Dan. So I still like Harrison Buckner. I mean, he just had his birthday the other day, but like the butt kicker, I think that is the funniest thing for a kicker. You know, they already have to have some type of personality because everyone loves you or hates you if you make that field goal or not. So I have to go with Butker, but I know the sausage, you know, with Sherman's always been good or the tank. I can't wait. That's the one thing I'm looking forward to now is the camp arrivals.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always comes with something funny. So hopefully we have that to see that this year. But I have nothing else to say. I'm just so excited. I really can't believe Brett Veach did this. I can't believe he got, you know, locked in Mahomes for the biggest contract in sports history, and he got Chris Jones. And then we also got Matt Moore, you know, the unsung hero that helped us with the Vikings game.
Matty Ice.
It's just Matty Ice. So, I mean, it's just great to see. So, well, thanks again for doing this. I don't know if you have anything else to say, except, you know, wash your hands and don't touch your face, and everyone do your part, stay 6 feet away, right, and wear a mask.
Yeah, because if we don't, we can't watch the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, so.
Yeah, we won't have a season, so everyone wear your mask, do your part.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, well, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right, go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode, and make sure to check in next week. I'll be uploading more episodes, and don't forget, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at How About Them Chiefs. So go check it out. And again, thanks for listening. Go Chiefs.